we're going to hear from Linda, and then I know there are a few other people who'd like to make have to be brief comments, because I'm hoping that Jack can make a few comments at the end. So
and I'm not going back to Toronto. I'm going to over
no,
to
he's
Northern
going to
Ventura. Island.
He's going up North Vancouver Island, so he's got, you know, he's got to catch a flight
there. We'll hear
there.
More.
So, Linda, from the Tenants' Rights Coalition.
Thanks. I'll be very brief. We're all looking forward to the next federal election. We're very excited. I think we're excited about Libby returning to Ottawa and Jack, you getting a seat in the House of Commons, as our friend Michael Shapcott. You know, we're on his side and hoping that he gets elected.
Yep.
I'm only going to speak about income and housing. I echo the thoughts of everybody else here today. It's really important that we put our fiscal priorities to rebuild the social safety net that's been torn apart by the Conservatives and by the Liberals. Key to having security for Canadians is access to affordable housing. Key to any type of housing is having access to income. So any type of government priority, I think, needs to go into education and training. Access to building skills, access to employment is key. Because the time is so limited, there are studies that I can refer to. The Toronto Dominion Bank did a study recently saying that it was really important for federal government to spend, to put their priority into making sure people are educated and trained, making sure they're skilled tradespeople. I think Bill Saunders is maybe still here. We need to get jobs for people. We need to have employment so tenants have access to housing. And those that don't have access to income, we need the federal government to return to a national housing program. And Jack, part of the FCM that you were instrumental in a number of years ago, you know, these are your recommendations, okay? So I'm just going to echo them. The 1% solution. 1% of the federal and provincial governments need to go in, budgets need to go into affordable housing. Through CMHC, commit $1.4 billion in 2005 and every year after that into 20,000 new units of affordable housing annually until the homeless crisis has ended. Through the RAP program, commit $200 million to rehabilitate run-down rental housing. We need more money for shelters. We need the SCIPU program and the affordable rental housing program that the federal and provincial government signed a couple of years ago to be meaningful. SCIPU is too rigid. The HRDC moves the goalposts. We need to have it accessible. At the bare minimum, again, commit 1% of budgets to affordable housing. I think we need to look at the reinvestment in Canadians in terms of training, education, access to income, and access to housing. We need to rebuild that social safety net.
Thank you, Linda. Okay.